Hello, this is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Maverick Chubbs Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves. Got some fish to start you off.
blur. I sat in their chairs and my synapses blur. Torture of chalk, dust collects on my tongue. Thoughts follow my vision and dance in the sun. All my vessel kisses as they come slowly undone. If this wait till I'm old, can I live while I am? Can I live while I am? Can I live while I'm young? Can I live while I'm young?
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Harrison. You were listening to Stranger Waves. You just heard Choctaw's Torture by Phish from the Clifford Ball Show in 1996. And yeah, if you would have told me a year ago I'd be playing Phish on the show, I wouldn't have believed you. But, you know, things happen. And particularly this album is kind of what kickstarted my recent obsession with them. It's two shows from 1996, and it's like, I think the whole album's like 7 hours and change or something. I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. But been slowly kind of making my way through it over the last couple weeks, and it's been a lot of fun, and I understand why people like them so much, but still, it's a little too goofy for my taste, but, you know, in the right amount of doses, I think Phish is pretty great. So yeah, I'm gonna be on air for the next couple hours until 3 p.m., so that's fun, because I can play some longer stuff and not really have to worry about going over time. So the second hour of the show is gonna have a pretty monster jam in it from a Hampton Coliseum show from 1989 by the Dead, but, you know, we'll get to that when we get to it. But yeah, the whole show is gonna be live material, largely due to this photo of Billy String's wedding band. If y'all are on Jam Band Twitter or Instagram in any kind of way, I'm sure you've seen the photo. Billy String's got married on Saturday, and of course, because he's Billy Strings, he played in his own wedding band, which was made up of Trey Anastasio, lead singer and guitarist of Phish, Bob Weir, needs no introduction, and Les Claypool, the bassist from one of the better metal acts from the 90s, Primus. And yeah, it's basically the most stacked wedding band of all time, one of the most stacked lineups ever. And it's one of those kind of live music moments that makes me very happy and kind of reminds me why I love, you know, listening to these type of shows, because these artists kind of become different when they're on the stage, and it depends who they're surrounded by, what kind of music they're playing, that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's a very wide range of what these guys can cover, and I think that's pretty cool. So we're going to play, each one of those guys will be represented in the set list at some point, and we already got Phish out of the way, so there's Trey. Up next, got some Bob Dylan from Budokan Hall in 1978, which I originally put on here because they just announced that they're finally releasing the whole show. There's been a live album out for a long time that is a collection of, I guess, what they liked the most from those two nights. It's a good set list, but there's a lot of omissions, and when you look at everything that he played over that two-night period, it's pretty impressive. So that comes out in November, and I'm excited to kind of go through that because it's, you know, really interesting point for Dylan, pre-80s, but still kind of after all those heavy hitter albums of, you know, late 60s and mid 70s. And so he has all the material in the world to work with, and the tempo is a little bit faster and stuff like that. So you'll hear in a second. But even more than that, just announced three nights in Boston. Finally, the 2 year of giant worldwide tour is finally making a stop in Boston. So I'm going to see if I can get in there and see him, even though I've heard he's not amazing live anymore, but I still think it would be worth going. So yeah, this is Maggie's Farm from Budokan Hall, 1978. Hope you enjoy. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Maggie's Farm, 1978, Budokan Hall. Good stuff. Love it. Yeah, live Dylan's cool. I don't know as much about his live stuff as I should. I'm kind of familiar with the couple live records he put out with the band, but really outside of that, not too much. So I'm very excited for this release in November to kind of get a better taste of what was going on. Up next, got some Neil Young, of course. It's going to be a lot of usual suspects on the show just because I'm playing a bunch of live records that I enjoy. This is one of my all-time favorites, Live Rust, which was recorded immediately in the wake of Rust Never Sleeps, which in itself is like a kind of hybrid studio and live recording. It's really kind of interesting. And I got another Neil Young song from about, I think, 7 years earlier, later in the set list, and it's going to show you kind of how much range this guy really has, because this is a very rock-forward record, while some of his other live releases, like Massey Hall, much more folk kind of focused. And this is Like a Hurricane from Live Rust, 1979. Yeah, coming on vinyl, actually, too, which is fun. And I hope you enjoy. Just give me a second to get everything working.
You could help and yeah.
All right. It was Like a Hurricane from Live Rust. And for those of you who are curious, it was actually recorded on October 14th, 1978 in Chicago, Illinois. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I went back and re-listened to this record this weekend, and I forgot how much I love it, number one. And number two, really the second vinyl itself is super stacked. Powderfinger, Cortez, Cinnamon Girl, Like a Hurricane, Hey Hey My My Into the Black, and Tonight's the Night. It's a pretty crazy way to end off your first live record with a Crazy Horse. I also didn't know it went platinum in the US, which I think is pretty funny because you don't hear about a lot of live records reaching that status, but that's pretty cool, and I think Neil Young deserves it. Another great part about the record is that a song like The Loner, which is on Neil Young's self-titled debut, which is pretty much universally disliked among Neil Young fans because it's horribly produced, and the record label doesn't really know what to do with him quite yet. And so a song like The Loner that's on there that's, you know, pretty solid, it gets this kind of new life on Live Rust because, you know, clearly he's much more comfortable and he can take it in a different direction than that kind of mediocre recording from the first record. But yeah, it's really amazing front to back, totally worth listening to if you enjoy Neil Young, because it's got really wide range of material and a good amount of Rust Never Sleeps is on there too. All right, up next, got some Bob Weir and the Wolf Bros. Shout out Nugs for doing a free stream for the first time in a pretty long while. It was fun to hear them play in a Franklin, Tennessee opening for Willie Nelson. I'll be seeing that same show this weekend, barring some crazy weather or something, which I'm hearing might be in the cards. Fingers crossed that's not the case. But yeah, they were absolutely amazing last night. Really good stuff. The China Cat Sunflower, I Know You Rider in particular, was pretty great. So it was Not Fade Away. But I thought, because I'm kind of gearing up for this show, I have both of the live records that they put out, I want to say 2 years ago, I think they did a four show run in Red Rocks. And yeah, I wanted to play something from that, particularly the song that I seem to be a magnet for. They played it like nearly every Dead show I go to, which is The Other One. Luckily, I love it. And the jam on this record is pretty great too. So we're going to go ahead and get right into that and then probably take a break and get back to the music. But yeah, this is The Other One from Red Rocks with Bobby Weir and the Wolf Bros. Enjoy. Thank you.
Spanish lady come to me, she lays on me this rose. Thank you. left a bus stop in his place.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
Well, thank you, Willie. Before that, you heard the other one from the second volume of the Bobby Weir and Wolf Bros Live at Red Rocks release. It's amazing how much a horn section and kind of just a general different approach to the music can really change this song that I've probably heard a million times, but it's great. Yeah, I would love to get a chance to see that again, but I'm really, really holding out for the Terrapin Suite, because that would just be special. But now that you've heard from Willie, why don't we hear some Willie, who, again, like I mentioned earlier, very excited to be seeing on Saturday. And yeah, this is from one of his first live releases, Willie and the Family Live from 1978. And these are the two tracks that open up the record, and I'm sure y'all are going to recognize at least one of them. So, enjoy.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got to give me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. Whiskey River, bathing my memory, mind in the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. Whiskey dying in the wetness of its soul. Healing the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. River, don't run dry. You're all I got. Take care of me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got. Take care of me. Cause your bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. The big creek's up, little creek's level. Plow my car with a double shovel. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Now you ought to see my blue-eyed sapper. Lives way down on Shinbone Alley, and the number on the gate and the number on the door. Next house over is a grocery store. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Jump on a man like a dog on a bone. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Just stay all night,
stay a little longer.
I said dance all night,
dance a little longer.
I said pull off your coat,
throw it in the corner.
I don't see why you don't stay a little longer. I said stay all night, just stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Now I don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
That was Stay a Little Longer in Whiskey River by Willie Nelson off of the 1978 live record, Willie and Family. So it's been a couple weeks. Or I took a week off last week, and of course, before that, that Saturday, Jimmy Buffett passed away, which I don't think I need to relate to anybody. But outside of just kind of being like the folk hero of South Florida for kind of the last 30 years, it was cool seeing him around town and stuff, so it's definitely a shame. But I was thinking about what to play, and of course, you know, guy was a big, was always on tour, so got to play something live from him. And he happens to have a live album out from Fenway Park in 2005, so I thought that was kind of fitting. And this is definitely my favorite Jimmy Buffett song. It has been for a long time, so I thought I'd play it. This is A Pirate Looks at 40 from Fenway Park, 2005. Sailors. Enjoy.
Cheeseburger heads, parrot heads. But let's not forget, this was a town of pirates once upon a time. Some would say it still is. Well, I don't know about you, but I kind of like pirate towns. Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call, wanted to sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all, you've seen it all. Watch the man who rode you switch from sail to steam. In your belly you can hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream, most of them dream. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. Don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm a old 40 victim of fate, arriving too late, arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, I've run my share of grass, I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last, never meant to last. I have been drunk now for over 2 weeks, passed out and I rallied and I sprung a few leaks. But I gotta stop wishing, I got to go fishing. I'm down to rock bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few friends. I'd like to thank my 70,000 friends who came to Fenway Park. Thank you! Hell, they come back one day and they still can manage a smile. Just takes a while, just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all my years I found occupational hazard being my occupation's just not around. I feel like I've drowned, but I won't wear a frown. No way, feel like I've drowned. It's the end of the tour. I think we've got a party in this town. Yeah! That's right! A pirate town!
Always going to be sad and never got to make it to a Jimmy Buffett show. Seems like a lot of fun. But to round out this last hour and get us into what really I've been kind of building up to this whole time, got a Grateful Dead song that I don't think about too frequently, but I was watching Joe Russo's Almost Dead. They did a stream on Nugs Friday night, wasn't doing anything, so I threw it on. This was one of the first songs they played that I completely forgot about, and this kind of reminded me that it's a good song and it deserves a little bit more love than it really gets. But outside of that, they opened their second set with Shakedown Street, and it was like one of the best jams I think I've ever heard. I was constantly like questioning, oh my god, is this still Shakedown? And they keep kind of dropping in reminders that like, yeah, this is still Shakedown, whatever. It was really cool. But the song that I'm talking about is My Brother Esau, which I don't think about too frequently. But yeah, this is from the Hampton Coliseum, 1984, and anything from Hampton is going to be good, which you'll see more of in after this when I play the kind of monster thing I've been building up to. But because I have to say this is Harrison, you were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Going to play My Brother Esau, wrap up this first hour, and then move into the second hour of music. I hope you enjoy. I know I will.
Bloody both our hands. turn tonight, I think I understand. Really tonight, more feel than understand.